Those who only see the world, Jesus does not see them. But those who are willing to come back to the Lord, those who are willing to say, Lord, I repent, change me, bring me back to you. I'm weak. I'm trying to get to you, but I'm falling. I'm trying so hard, but there are so many obstacles in my way, Lord. There are so many weaknesses in me. Every time I say I'm going to go back to the church and something happens and stops me. Every time I say I'm going to start praying and instead I'm swearing. Every time I'm saying I'm going to receive the blood of Christ and I'm drinking alcohol again. Every time I'm saying I'm going to church, I end up in the club. Lord, have mercy on me. I'm trying to come to you, but please show me how. Jesus says, I came exactly for you. When you mean it, when you truly mean it, that you want to change, you are willing to make a difference in your life, you are willing to allow Jesus to work in your life and change you for good, Jesus will change you. Even if you're in the mouth of Satan, he will bring you out of there without a blemish, without a stain, without a scratch. You need to mean it. Jesus, our Lord, our God, speaks the language of the heart, not the lips. The lips always lie. The heart never lies. And every moment you speak from the heart, tears start coming down. Because that is the well where you draw water from, the heart. The Lord wants you to speak the language of the heart, not the lips. And to all of you who are here in the church and those who are watching us through live streaming, well, we have experienced and lived what the world gave us for the past almost 2 years, the so-called pandemic. I call it plandemic. Whatever it is, what do you get from the world? Nothing but lies. What do you get from Jesus Christ? Nothing but truth. Nothing but truth. When lockdown came, we're still experiencing. Melbourne is much worse than Sydney. We need to pray for this Dan Andrews. He needs to get back to his senses again and realize these are his people and his own people. How could you treat your own people in such manner? It's a shame. It's a shame. When any leader treats his own people as a dictator, shame on that leader. He is not worthy to be a leader. He needs to step down. You are there to serve your people. You are there not to be a dictator over them and tell them how they should live. You are there to guide them, not to strain them and choke them. Whether that leader is in the church or in the world, shame on both. The Lord came, gave his life for his people. The Lord came, gave freedom to his people. The Lord came and gave dignity to his own people. The Lord came and gave them their identity back, the child of God, the Son to the Most High God. This is Jesus. He is love. And all capital, L-O-V-E. L for Lord. L for Lord, who came to give me, who came, who is the light of the world, who came to give me liberty, and through liberty, life. He came, the Lord, for L, who is liberty, who is the light of the world, and who is life in itself, came to give me the O, an obligation to enter a battle of love, to bring this love to a loveless generation, to a loveless world. Bring this love, bring this light of the world to this dark world. Enter through this battle of love and bring this love to the world that has no love in it. And when you enter the battle based on love in Jesus Christ's mighty name, the end result is 100% V for victory. And when you are victorious, then and then only you are rewarded E for eternal life. Come and enjoy the kingdom of your Father that was created for you before the creations of the world. Eternity is the crown of glory in the end. This is Jesus, L-O-V-E. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the morning star, and I am the evening sacrifice. I am the life and the resurrection. I am the Good Shepherd. I am that I am. I am the name that I gave Moses, because Moses asked me for my name. What shall I tell your people who are waiting at the foot of the mountain? What are they going to say? What am I going to say when they ask me, what was the name of this God that spoke to you? God said, go and tell them, I am that I am. Meaning, Moses and all of you, I am in everything, and everything is in this I am. Every time you look at the bird, I am that bird. Every time you look at the flower, I am that flower. You look at the sea, I am that sea. You look at the land, I am. The stars, the galaxies, the universe, the human being, I am in you, and all of you are in me, because I am the one and only. How can we leave this Jesus for the pig's field? The world is nothing but a pig's field. And the pig loves filth. This Canaanite woman was swimming in filth. But finally, she decided to cleanse herself. What is the solution? Lord, have mercy on me. I'd love to talk more, but I need to remind myself that I need to stop. But I don't want you to go home. I worked very hard to bring you here. No, just kidding. The Lord brought you here, not me. I came to this country as a teenager. Now I look like Santa Claus. Depends which country I go, I was called Osama bin Laden. At one country, I'm a terrorist. On the other, I'm an angel, depending. But it's all good. It's all good. It is all good for Jesus. I came as a teenager. I know exactly what it's like growing up in the West. I was born in Iraq, Middle East. But I came as a teenager here. I must say, after so many years that I've been in this country, as time is going by, life is getting harder. Our beloved young men and women, teenagers in their 20s and their 30s, and even more, but more so the younger generation, teens, 20s, 30s, there are so many temptations out there, my goodness. Friends, so-called friends, whoa, be careful, my dear friend. These friends, they always laugh in your face and say, G'day matey, gowan brother. Let's go downtown, bro. Let's put the sabufa habibi in the backseat and go, wa wa duv duv. And this is what you call life, not sitting at home listening to my old-fashioned dad and mom who came from a village in Lebanon. Go back where you came from and leave me alone. This is Australia. And I'm going with me friend downtown, bro. King's Cross, yes, baby. Star City Casino, yo-ho. And clubbing. Now that's what you call life. Not sitting with my dad wants me to learn Arabic. I know what it's like. And as youngsters, the last thing I want to hear is someone to tell me, don't do this. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear a person that says to me, well done. Yes. Good on you, mate. So therefore, mom and dad, I've just deleted them from my life. Ding, ding, gone. My friends are the best because everything I say, they agree. And everything I want to do, they say, yeah, well done. But you know, if we continue in this particular path, and we're going to end up in a lot of trouble, in a very dark place. You can only find your safety net when you're in the presence of the Lord Jesus like you are now. The lockdowns are easing. Don't be at ease, please. Very dangerous. Let the lockdown ease, but not you. You be strict. And you lock yourself down even if the lockdown is over. I hear things. They say the restaurants are booked for the next 12 months. And those places where they make your fingernails and your eyebrows and the Botox are fully booked for the next 2 years. Because you know what? We were living in a cage and now we've been released. So we are going full steam ahead wild. I haven't done my fingernails for all this long. I'm coming. I'm going to stay in the shops. I'm not going home. Please, my beautiful daughter, you are gorgeous as you are. Jesus loves you as you are. You don't need to change your nose. You don't need to change your face. You don't need to change nothing. Jesus created you the way He wanted you to be. This is the way God wants you. Don't try to change to please some other people that have got nothing to do with you. I'm not saying don't put nothing on your face, but I'm saying don't dwell on it, don't focus on it, and don't work hard to please yourself and people. Work hard to please your God, Jesus. Make yourself beautiful from the inside, not the outside. Jesus wants your heart, not your facial look. Jesus wants your heart. Make your heart beautiful. And the heart is only made beautiful when I say, Lord, have mercy on me, son of David. I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. I want to be this Canaanite woman. The Canaanite woman literally said, Lord, if it means to remain with you, I become a dog, then so be it. Let me be a dog as long as I'm with you. I don't want to lose sight of you, even if I am a dog. So be it, Lord. Let everyone ridicule me. Let everyone make fun of me. Let everyone put me down. As long as I am cling to you, Lord, that's what it all matters. Anyway, sadly coming to an end now, my talk. I hope I see you again. I pray for that. This is your home. Anytime you want to come. This is your Father's home, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are living in the end of times. We need to begin our journey with Christ if we haven't done so. And if we have, we need to make it more beautiful, stronger, bigger, brighter. But if we haven't, we need to start. Make tonight, make today that start for you. Live with the Lord. He is real. If anybody says Jesus doesn't exist, they have no idea what they're talking about. Oh, He is real. Oh, yes. A time will come. Every human being will realize there is one God, and this God is no one else but Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I put my life on the line for this. I will never think twice. Jesus is the only God. And Jesus got nothing to do with the Christians, as some think. What's the point? I'm a Christian by name, but not by deed. Just because I was baptized and I'm called a Christian, that's it? No, you need to live with Christ. It is good to be baptized, but it's not good enough. It is good to be baptized and come to the Lord, but it's not good enough until you begin living and make Jesus your holy companion. And Jesus loves us all. He loves us all. Jesus loves us all, my beloved. Come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I give you my life. I give you everything. Fix it. Fix it, Lord. If you're married, love your marital life even if it's a pain. If you're not married, do yourself a favor and don't ever get married. Just kidding. I'm trying to sort of cheer you up a little bit. You look very serious there, intense. It's funny with the human being. We're never satisfied. The single guy, he's dying just to get married. The married guy, he's dying just to get divorced. What's going on? You know, like, the bishop is grumpy, the priest is happy, Father Isaac. But at the end, our happiness, our fulfillment is not when I'm rich, is not when I'm married, is not when I have children. It is not when I'm a bishop. It is not when I'm a pope. My true happiness is when I'm in Christ embedded. Because all of this means nothing if Christ is not the love of my life. It all means nothing. So what? I'm a bishop. Who cares? If I don't have Jesus, I'm nothing. It is the Lord that beautifies everything and gives meaning and purpose to everything.